The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, good evening, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm using a new headset, new microphone tonight because my wife's working on the main computer, so she's using the other headset that I normally use. So if there's any issues, just drop something in the chat or bump me or something, whatever you do, just to let me know. Another day, I guess another list of COVID absences. We sort of every morning I seem to wake up with a laundry list of players that aren't playing for the day, and look, it's becoming an issue in just about everyone's league. I don't think there'd be anyone not impacted by this. And so I've been asked by a lot of people, what do we do? Can we change our settings? What are the workarounds for this? And I guess the short answer is there really isn't one. And when you look at it, I mean, everyone is impacted. So you may be down three players, but chances are your opponent is also down two players, something like that. So, look, I mean, there are obviously some options you could do. If you have limits to your acquisitions for the day or for the week or however it works in your league, you could change those settings so that you have unlimited pickups or change it from three per week to one per day or something like that. Another option would be to change or reduce your active rosters. So maybe your active roster is eight players and you have three bench. Maybe you change that to six players with five bench, just so that you're not having to come up with eight players every day. If you only have to come up with six, it's not going to matter if you've got a couple more out. So you could look at doing one of those things. But you could also just leave it and sort of put it down to luck and hope that it all balances out in the end. A couple of suggestions there. So anyway, we'll get into the games. This is Fantasy Overtime for Sunday, 19th of December, end of week 9. So looking ahead to week 10. It is a Sports Ethos production. I have to try and remember to get that in there. Not written in front of me, but if I look at my picture, I can see it written above my head. So we'll get into the first game tonight. Tipped off a little bit earlier, as they do on a Sunday. The Pistons got over the Heat. Yeah, Heat were, I mean, unrecognisable, really, when you look at their roster for this game. Dwayne Dedman was a little bit disappointing again. He's playing good minutes, and he's doing enough to be a 12-team asset, but not doing as much as we would have liked when we looked at him as a pickup. Still fine, but yeah, look, okay to move on from if there is a hot free agent available, although at the moment you're just hanging on to whoever's healthy. Omer Yurtseven played some decent minutes here and actually probably outplayed Dedman. He had 12 rebounds and 2 blocks. He's a guy that I mentioned in the waiver wire article that I wrote last night as a streamer for rebounds, and he helped me here with 12, so that's good to see. Gabe Vincent cooled off. I mean, this was going to come, but I think he's still playing really big minutes, so if you picked him up, you just hold on to him. And Max Strus was another guy I mentioned in my article about a streamer for three-pointers. He had 4 here with 24 points, so look, you couldn't really ask for much more from him. Duncan Robinson struggled. We've said he's a drop for quite a while now, so hopefully no one's still holding on to him. For the Pistons, Isaiah Stewart had 5 fouls again, but actually played sort of without foul trouble. So played 30 minutes, had 7 and 14. No defensive stats, so still not where we want him to be, but doing enough. Hold on to him, and we'll see where he goes. So hopefully it just keeps trending up slowly. Kelly Olynyk will be back soon-ish, I think. I have a feeling he went down early November, maybe around the 12th, 15th of November, something like that. And he was on what it was a six-week timeline, so you would expect him back probably not before Christmas, but probably not long after. I'm just going to pull up and see if we have got anything in our news about Kelly Olynyk. I don't recall seeing anything while I've been doing my shifts and writing. Let's have a look. So we have got, yeah, so November 12 is when he went down, so I was pretty bang on there. 6 weeks was the re-evaluation time, so 12th, so 19th, so around Christmas time is re-evaluation. Doesn't mean he'll be back then, but we haven't heard anything negative come out of Detroit in terms of his rehab, so yeah, look, probably looking at a late December, early January return. Probably worth a stash now, I think. If he's available, I would go and stash him if you've got an IR spot, because I think when he comes back, they're going to need him to play pretty decent minutes. So yeah, worth a hold there. Killian Hayes only had 21 minutes in this one. Didn't do much. Really just a streamer at this point, but even then, you're streaming for assists and steals, and he had one of each. So yeah, fine to move on from as well. Pistons are just really hard to know from one night to the next. Sadiq Bey did have another really good game, so I think he probably needs to be added at the moment. It feels like this won't last, but for now you just pick him up and roll with it. Next game of the night, the Blazers got over the Grizzlies. Pretty tight one here. Damian Lillard had a really nice game. He's starting to turn things around, as did Norm Powell. Larry Nance started, had 29 minutes, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. This is exactly why you picked him up. Only 2 points, but you shouldn't be looking for points if you got him. So really nice line for him here. And the minutes, they're hovering around that 30-minute mark, which is all we need. And Rob Covington had 13 and 8 with 4 blocks and a steal. So I think the shift for both of these guys has actually worked in their favours. Covington has looked better since moving to the bench, and Nance is getting more run in the starting lineup. So, yeah, look, I think both pretty clear must-holds at the moment. Anthony Simons only had 9 points in his 21 minutes. Didn't hit a 3. So, look, you're streaming him in for 3s while CJ McCollum is out. Fine, if you want to hold on to him, then you can. But also, look, I would say streaming his position at this point would be fine as well. For the Grizzlies, Dylan Brooks, he had a career-high 37 points. Didn't do a lot else, but had a steal and 4 3s and shot efficiently. So, hopefully he's rostered everywhere. I managed to get him off one waiver wire a few weeks ago. Pretty happy about that at the moment. Desmond Bain called off, but still had a pretty nice night outside of the shooting. De'Anthony Melton, 23 minutes. This feels like sort of his cap at the moment, around 22, 23 minutes. Had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block with 2 threes. I mean, he's been a top 80, top 90 player for the last little bit, so needs to be rostered, but Ja Morant does sound like he's close. So I think once he's back, Melton goes back to 15, 16 minutes a night. Kyle Anderson had 4 steals and a block. I'm pretty sure I talked about him as being a steals streamer, potentially, in the waiver wire article. So he did me some favours there with 4 steals. Again, fine to roster at the moment until the Grizzlies get their guys back. Spurs fell to the Kings. A little bit surprising, given the Spurs had been playing well lately. Devin Vassell moved into the starting lineup. Didn't do a lot. Probably still a must-hold guy, but yet to sort of get where we would like him to be.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Derek White, he had his worst game in about 3 weeks. It just a bad night. Move on. No need to worry about this one. DeJounte Murray, another really nice game, but we're used to these numbers now. Looking beyond the starters and those names, Lonnie Walker had 19 points on 8 of 16 shooting. That's all he is really, though, a points streamer. Doug McDermott was out in this one. So he'll take some minutes away there. A streamer, if you want to just throw him in when you need threes and points, and then just move on when you're done. For the Kings, Chimezi Metu had career-high 4 steals, 9 points, 6 rebounds. So decent enough, 31 minutes. In 30 minutes a night, he probably needs to be added in 12-team leagues. Just because the Kings are just really thin at the moment. Damian Jones had 23 points, 8 rebounds and 2 blocks in 19 minutes. Don't buy too much into this. It's unlikely to happen again. Tristan Thompson had 8 and 8 in his 29 minutes. But, yeah, look, again, with players out, Jones got some extra run there. Can have some streaming value, but I don't see this happening again anytime soon. Bulls got over the Lakers in a pretty close one. This was back and forth over the down the stretch, sort of the last quarter and a bit. For the Lakers, Isaiah Thomas was in the starting lineup, had 13 points, did play 32 minutes, but he had his 13 points quite quickly, so actually ended up being a little bit disappointing, and basically he did nothing else. He's just a points streamer, I would say. He might get you sort of 15 to 20 points a night with an assist or two and maybe a steal, but nothing much beyond that. And even look with the Lakers with all these guys out, Trevor Ariza came back in but did nothing. We're not adding him. Carmelo Anthony had his best game in probably a month, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 5 triples. If you want to pick him up and just see what happens, then that would be okay. But we've seen over the last month he hasn't been a top sort of 130 player. So grab him, see what happens. As long as he's playing like this and getting minutes, then you hold on to him, but then you just move on. For the Bulls, we had a few guys back. DeMar DeRozan, apparently he did miss games, but you wouldn't know it to look at this line. 38 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, a steal, 16 of 17 from the free throw line. He was really good. The Lakers are probably wishing they signed him, actually, after this performance. Lonzo Ball did his thing, 19 points with a bit of everything else. Caruso had a really nice night as well. So all your normal guys were fine here for the Bulls. And then outside of Ball, Caruso, Vooch and DeRozan, not much to see at all. Kobe White can have some streaming value, but only had 5 points here, so nothing to get too excited about. On to the next game. The Wolves won their 4th straight game over the Mavs. For the Mavericks, Porzingis left early with ankle soreness, I think it was, foot soreness. Not sure what to think here. You just have to wait and see. He could miss time. Hard to project. But Dorian Finney-Smith stepped up in this one, had 23 points with a steal, three threes. This is what he does. He gets you threes, he gets you steals, a bit of everything and some scoring. Not going to get 23 points again anytime soon, but I have seen him on waiver wires. He needs to be rostered in all 12-team leagues at the moment. Tim Hardaway stepped up in terms of offense, had 28 points, four threes, six assists, six rebounds. Nice game for Hardaway. Bit of a sell high at the moment if you think anyone would bite on him. We know that Luka will come back eventually and sort of rain on his parade. Maxi Kleber had 6 points, 14 rebounds, so a nice showing for him. Still not a must-add player, but look, I mean, if Porzingis is going to be out, he probably does move into 12-team consideration. We know what he can do, but just wait to see what the news on Porzingis is there. For the Wolves, Beasley was in the starting lineup again with Edwards still out. Had 13 points, really just a 3-point streamer, nothing else. Jared Vanderbilt had 6 and 2 with a steal and a block. This is exactly what he does and what you should expect from him. Towns had a nice game, 24 and 7, 6 assists. Look, his assists have been really nice. D'Angelo Russell, solid. Pat Beverley did his thing, filled up the box score. Exactly why you're rostering him again. But outside of them, there's no value on their bench, really. Jalen Noel can have points streaming value, but hasn't done anything this season before this, so I'm not running to grab him anywhere. So final game of the night, because we had three postponed games. The Suns took care of the Hornets pretty comfortably. This one was over at halftime, so the minutes were down for a lot of the starters. Miles Bridges was really good for the Hornets in what was a bad night. He had 26 points on 10 of 16 shooting with a couple of steals. No complaints there. Terry Rozier, pretty ordinary, 4 points in 21 minutes. He's looked pretty bad the last few games. We give him time. He'll be better than this, but he's not going to be that top 20 player that he was to open the season. And Kelly Oubre had 18 points off the bench. Look, he's still putting up value. He has cooled off, obviously, since the Hornets got their players back. But still, I'd still be holding him in 12-team leagues at the moment. For the Suns, Devin Booker was back. Probably a perfect game for him to come back in. They were able to ease him in. Only played 26 minutes with 16 points. He'll be fine. He'll ramp up slowly. The rest of the starters all played limited minutes because this game was such a blowout. JaVale McGee had 16 minutes off the bench but finished with 19 and 7 with a steal and a block. This is what he does. If that fits your build, then he's fine to be holding. And should at least be streamed, obviously. Cam Johnson, only 21 minutes, but had 12 points. I'm still holding him. There's not a ton of upside with Booker back now, but I think he can still have some back-end 12-team value. Same with Cameron Payne. Obviously, a bit of a boost with the minutes here in the last quarter, but finished with 11, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals and a block. This is probably about as good as you're going to get from him over the next, well, until they get another injury. But, yeah, he can have some back-end value there. If I go into the chat now. Kelly Olynyk, I touched on him. Probably a stash now, I think. Vanderbilt, yeah, look, I mean, I don't know what his rank is. I don't even really check his rank. Let's see. Let's have a look. Vanderbilt, so he's 64th ranked player over the last 2 weeks. In terms of where does he end or where does he sort of go from here? Top 80, I think, top 90, top 100 bare minimum. So I think he does enough. Obviously, you're not holding him for scoring, but if you did want to trade him away, I wouldn't be sort of giving him away, I'd be looking for, top 70, top 80 at the very worst. Who else have we got in there? Porzingis, yeah, look, we just have to hold and see. Hopefully he's okay. Hopefully this was more precautionary than anything else, but you just have to wait and see. Terry Rozier. Whoop. 306th over the last 2 weeks. So obviously this is a buy low here, but he's not going to be what he was to open the season. I think he's probably actually in that Vanderbilt range, top 80. When everyone's healthy and everyone's rolling, I think he's top 80. So that's sort of where I would picture him moving forward. And Cody Martin, yeah, look, it's a tough one now with him going into the protocols. I'm not sure his upside is high enough to be holding him, to be honest. He's been really good, but I think once the Hornets have everyone rolling, he's probably outside the top 100, probably a top 120, top 130 player. And you can stream that sort of value generally in most leagues. So, yeah, I'm not. I don't think you have to hold him. I think you can move on from him. And that's all the names in there. But I'm going to head off to the movies now. Tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Tuesday. My time. Thinking ahead. I'm pretty sure I can run straight after the games tomorrow. So I will see you similar time tomorrow. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.